Now today I brought along three things to show you, and they all have something in common. So first of all, it's not Sylvia, but it's what Sylvia's wearing, her jacket. And then also, Catherine, could you help with the others? Yeah. We brought along a bag. And a picture. And they all have something in common. Anybody got any ideas? Not beads. Something very similar to beads. Can you see? If the torch is shined on it, what happens? You should be able to see it sparkling a bit. Can you see it sparkling? Yes, mirrors. So little mirrors sewn onto the jacket and the picture and the bag. And all these things, I brought them along, but Sylvia brought them along. They're all from India or Pakistan. And when they sparkle, what do they need to sparkle? Light, yes. So if we turned all the lights off, they wouldn't sparkle, well, probably hardly at all. Even without the torches on, yes. Right, the sparkle's not so bright, is it? That's because they're not shiny in themselves. They need to send back or to reflect light. They are tiny mirrors. And what do we normally use a mirror for? When you have a mirror at home, what do you usually use it for? Looking at yourself, usually. So then it reflects you, doesn't it? So a mirror, even a tiny mirror, like these ones, which you have to look very closely to see, can shine and sparkle and make a beautiful decoration, as it does for these items. But this is only possible if there's a bright light for the mirror to reflect. So all these things do not shine by themselves. And in his letter to the people of Corinth, Paul explains that if we are Christians, we are called to be like mirrors. That sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? We think, what use is a mirror? But what Paul meant was, it's in the way that we can share our Christian faith with other people. So we're a mirror reflecting God's glory, so that when other people look at us, they can see more of what God is like. So it is very important, isn't it, that we shine in the right way, that we reflect God's power, God's glory, as something good. So let's hear the passage from Corinthians. It says, we Christians have no veil over our faces. We can be mirrors that brightly reflect the glory of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like him. So an important question for us today is, are we good reflectors? When we mix with our friends, share with them at school or work or socially, do our friends and colleagues find that because they have spent time with us, they have been able to see something of God?